Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
I'm totally ready for it. It's like a nice day. I'm comfortable. Hit me, Taylor. Let's do it. I am ready for it. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Beautiful. Just gorgeous outside. And I'm feeling all the love ever since you did that love story. I get my love messages on. Then we were talking about your little daughter singing the Muppet song, and we were talking about videos and taking stuff. Mm-hmm. And my girlfriend sent me a couple of videos of our kids when they were little. It's just, so cute. I posted, don't tell my son because he'll be mad. And the girl doesn't have social media, but the two of them have been best friends their whole lives, Riley and Jesse. So I put up one of the videos. I'm sure it'll be down later. But you can see
why?
It on my, because they'll yell about it. Oh, I'm just a little kid. So freaking cute.
And we're also talking about how Vinny doesn't have any pictures of him with his daughter. So, you know, that might be coming soon on Instagram. We'll see.
Yeah, we got to get that up on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
They're so cute.
Aren't they so cute? Just like best little besties. She was here this weekend.
Berkeley's missing his front tooth.
No. How old does that make him? Probably like six or seven. They're just little kids. So cute.
Sure, teeth are all wrecked too.
Yeah. Laughing. And being kids. That's exactly what kids should be doing.
Right.
Being kids. Having fun. Being dummies.
So, so cute. Don't take that down. Tell them. I don't know. Tell them whatever you can tell them safely without hurting their feelings
permanently. I'll
tell
them, be like, okay, all right, I'll take it down. No problem. And then I just won't. It's on Clark.
What first came to mind was up yours, punk, but I guess that's probably too much.
I don't want to be in a fight with him, you know. If he came to me and had good reason, if it's just I'm embarrassed, then it's like, well, I'm your mom. Isn't that my job?
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. You're thinking, well, what do you mean? That's what I mean. You put in that number and then you can text us.
Yeah.
And they get randomly shot all over the place for me to decipher, you know, and hopefully read back in some
work
kind
it
of,
out, Vinny.
Yeah. Let's see here. So this is some of the stuff you said. Sarah, I miss your slappy stuff. I bought a couple of your items and use the iPad holder all the time. I learned to sew during this pandemic and I see why you love it.
That's so fun. It really is meditative. I just, you know what I got to do is I got to find I still make stuff. I just need to find a place to sell it that I don't have to be in charge of the packing, shipping, orders, keeping things straight. I don't want to. I still make stuff. I guess it's not dead. But yeah, those were iPad holders. I gave you guys those too. Did you like that? I use mine constantly.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
I've unfortunately shifted from the big one, which I passed over to the missus, and I'm on a mini now, so it's smaller than the package you gave me.
Oh, I'm talking about it's like a wedge. It has a little foot at the bottom, and you stand the thing up on
it. From rice or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, there's rice in
just
it.
In case
Yeah, I gave you one. It was like a lizard print, remember?
Mm-hmm. That might still be at the station.
I think it was at the station. Yeah.
Oh, screw me. And I went back there, and then we got all caught up with our sign breaking. Making. And and I never even... Dang it.
Oh, well.
I do have to bring that sign back now that it's repaired itself.
Uh-huh.
Oh, great.
Uh-huh.
In the garage, I need to bring it back and hang it up.
How are you going to get that? You break that and put it back in the car and bring it back up?
No, I'm going to take the van next time.
I see.
Good idea.
Yep.
Full of them.
The Sinner season 3 just started. It's pretty good. Creepy. OFOC.
Is that the Jessica Biel show?
The Sinner season 3 started a while ago. What's weird is I fell off. Like, they stopped coming out with them, and I don't know if it was because of the pandemic or whatever, but I never even went back to see if I could finish the season. That show started strong. The second season was less strong, but good. And the third season I found not that great.
I'm trying to think if I know is this Justin Timberlake's wife, Jessica Biel's show?
It is. And
she did have a kid in the meantime here.
The guy that stars in it, I can't think of his name, but Bill? I don't know. He's good, but it's anyway.
So you don't, that's not like a highly recommended by Vinny category.
I like the first season a lot. I'd say you should watch that. But because it's weird and it's creepy and stuff. The second was good. Third, I fell off and haven't gone back. That should tell you everything you need to know.
I know. It is funny how we make time for shows that we're into. Like Ted Lasso. Come on. Give me another season of that.
415 says, I don't know this, so maybe Sarah does because this is written specifically to Sarah. Nobody gets to be me, black. Sarah is 100%, 110% correct. Nobody gets to pick their own nickname. Do you know that quote? Nobody gets to be me, black?
I don't. But it's true. You don't get to pick your own nickname. You can call yourself whatever you want in your head, but it's your nickname is actually what other people call you. Stiff wind.
Or you could just go along to get along, you know, be a friend, see that someone's, you know,
trying to create their own nickname. That's a problem. You know, the people that try to create their own nicknames are always those people that you already have nicknames for. It's weird. I don't know. Just feeling like
anyway,
you're in charge of my nicknames. Come up with one for me.
707. You know what's funny about that is I'll fight back, and then I'll somehow end up having to apologize. I don't like it.
That is true. I like that. It's one of my favorite parts of this thing.
Yeah. 707 says, how sweet. Bonnie even remembers exactly what position they were in when he blurted out the L word.
Oh, that's adorable. Overwhelming feelings of love.
I do love what you do. And your generous sharing of yourselves, says 707. That's nice.
We're too generous sometimes. Tell you a little too much info. Thinking back on it later, I'm like, I should not have said that.
Hey, guys, I listened to Monday's podcast while you were talking about the Super Bowl performances. You brought up Jasmine Sullivan and was wondering if you knew her. She sings Usette's song, Break Your Windows Out Your Car. LOL.
Yeah, I didn't know that was her. In fact, Bryn, I think, played that for us yesterday. He goes, you know this person.
Mm-hmm.
But she's great, yeah.
510 says, I freaking love all of you so much.
Aw, thank you. That was, you know, that was a lovely, you know, I think the story was 1 in 3 people who's only dated a person online has said, I love you. And we were just saying how nice it is to hear I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone started saying I love you. And it was so nice. Was
oh, my mom. Listen to this.
What'd your mom say? Did she say, give Sarah my number, Vincent?
No.
Sarah and I would have nice conversations about you.
But she
all
did
morning.
Say, so she wrote, I love you, son. And I'm like, oh, boy.
I love you, son.
My mom writes. Sarah's getting written by it to people by all over the world. And I get, I love you from my mom. Then she writes, and tell Sarah I love her, too.
Aww. Oh, Sandy! Oh, I love you! That's so sweet.
Still no number for you, though.
Yeah. Sandy, you could write it to Sarah at RadioAlice.com, and I would
told
get
my
it.
Husband that I knew my radio That's friends, right. you, don't know me. He said, if they knew you, they would love you.
Oh, that's so nice. We probably would. That's really sweet.
Hey, 925 says, 925 says, my dad says his nickname is Cool Breeze too.
Oh, what is that from?
See that? There's people out there with that name.
Oh, I'm not saying no one's
trying to make something
cool
weird
breeze.
Happen.
I'm just saying you don't have that nickname.
408 says, Cool Breeze, I love you. Thank
oh,
you so
they must
much.
Know someone whose nickname is Cool Breeze.
Yeah, me.
It's not you.
Good morning, guys. Sarah, I'm a professional welder, metal fabricator for more than 40 years. And if you're building a metal gate, don't paint it. Have it go to powder coated.
Yes.
The finish will last much longer.
That's the plan.
That's what we used to do to all our bike parts. We wanted to change color on. You'd powder coat them so it would last.
Right. Yeah, we're going to fabricate the thing and make it and then get it powder coated. That's a and that is actually great advice. I was just gonna throw some exterior paint on it, and everyone went, "Sarah, you're dumb. Stop it."
This just in. I don't know if this is true. You have to check your sources over there, Tinseltown. Bruce Springsteen was arrested while driving intoxicated in November of 2020.
I didn't get to. Uh-huh. Yeah, you know what's not funny about that is that he's doing the cheap commercial in the Super Bowl.
Crunch.
You know, in the snow with the top down. Obviously drunk. I mean, wow. Come on, boss. Look, plenty of people who are, you know, nice folks have gotten DUIs. Just, mm-hmm. You know, we've got Uber now. Don't do it. You'd think Bruce Springsteen would have a driver, for God's sake. He's the boss.
Sarah.
What did I do
leprechauns
now?
Leprechauns are Irish, not Scottish.
Whatever. They're all the islands and the places and the English and the Brits and the UK. They're all into that crap.
Yeah.
Hey, Vinny, can you give me a shout out? It's my 60th birthday. I've been a longtime listener, but can finally listen every day now. And then there's no name. How am I supposed to shout you out?
Hey, listener who listens every day, happy birthday.
Happy 60th.
Yeah, we mean you. That's funny.
Morning. In what hour did y'all talk about Britney? I want to hear what you had to say. Well, you know, it's funny.
Yeah, we talked about her at 8, but on Bryn and Nicole had an extended thing on it in these random hookups that we do.
I forget if it was, I think it was Mike Preston.
Our old PD?
Back before I came back to the station, the PD sent me audio of the show, and I swear you guys talked about Britney for like an hour.
Oh, fine.
I was like, oh my God, I didn't know Britney was so big. These guys have talked about Britney for an hour.
Was it? Well, that would have been like 07, right?
I don't know. I have no idea.
She shaved her head.
Yeah, it's probably when she was going for bananas.
What'd you say?
I love Britney. I could talk about Britney all day. I want to say the kid who did the Leave Her Alone lives like in Sonoma, or did at the time.
Oh.
Mm.
So you were friends with them?
No. I don't know that guy or person.
What's his name again? Chris something, right?
Mm-hmm. I sent you a
look at there. Manti Te'o getting catfished. Yeah, that's an example of this. Yeah. These people who fall in love over the course of time. You get so familiar that you are probably convinced in your head that you're in love until it turns out it's a dude and you're heterosexual, and suddenly you're like, what have I been doing this whole time?
Right. I wonder if Manti Te'o sent her any money, or if it was really just a love relationship that was never going to come to fruition.
We all love you so, Vinfro. Aww. There's another nickname.
Yeah, Vinfro. That's for sure a nickname. I call you that sometimes. And Bonnie.
Well, Bonnie, I mean, that's an unfortunate.
Connie. Reality. You actually ought to correct
Connie. Connie, Bonnie, they all turn up. It's unfortunate. Bumble does a video chat and voice recording feature now, so online dates and one doesn't have to exchange cell numbers.
Oh. Isn't that nice? Wow.
I met my current boyfriend, this is from 510, at the beginning of the pandemic on Tinder. We Zoom dated for a month before getting COVID tests and meeting in person. Aww. We played Uno and chatted for hours in Zoom every couple days.
That's so sweet.
That is sweet. But you do have to at some point say, we're seeing each other. This is stupid.
Everybody loves Uno. You know, they're making that into a movie and it's going to star Lil Yachty.
No.
It's so funny.
I didn't know that.
Or hold on, let me make sure it's Lil
Yachty. Is Lil Yachty the one with the pink diamond?
No.
No, that's another Lil though, isn't it?
I know. They're all the Lils that get Uzi. Me confused.
Lil
Uzi Vert. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're calling it Uno is going to be an action heist comedy set in the underground hip hop world of Atlanta, and rapper Lil Yachty's producing and will probably star in it. He's like, I love Uno so much that I am going to make a whole movie about it. He says, I played Uno as a kid and I still do today. So to spin that into a movie based on the Atlanta hip-hop scene I came out of is really special. It hits close to home for me. Uno, come on.
8 weeks before the pandemic, I met a guy on Bumble who I thought was perfect. We texted all day long and had amazing conversations. Finally, after about 2 weeks of chatting, we went on a date, and wow, he was the biggest weirdo ever.
Oh,
definitely
no.
Did not find him attractive in person at all.
Oh, that's a bummer. What a bummer. You have such high hopes. This could be the one.
That's the problem. You really want to meet before you've filled in too many blanks in your own head, and the disappointment is too profound. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes, meet. You should meet. Yeah, have you guys imagine that. About... How you've got like a whole scenario in your head where you marry and you have children and you meet them and you hug them and you're like, I don't like the way this guy smells.
Well, I don't know that I've ever gone that far in my head about anyone.
Well, you're a boy,
right? Oh, sorry.
Hello.
Also really cool, but you know that's just
not your nickname. Okay, got it. By the way, clip of the day is him revealing his nickname to us this morning. It has to be.
No,
right?
It's not. It is not. That's not. There's not a reveal there.
We have
that's
something
the...
else planned. So.
Oh, what? Good. What's the clip of the day?
Surprise.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that.
Yeah, you missed it. Bryn
I told
it
you exactly what it was. Nobody listens to me. It's fine.
What time was it at?
Like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
It's were fine. We even on 10 minutes ago?
Yeah, we've only been on for 1 minute.
Oh, my God. You're ridiculous.
What was it?
It was, he did say it.
I directly said
well, then just
exactly
tell us. Just tell us what it is.
I said Vinny said he has no pictures of himself with his kids. That might be up on Instagram at some point.
Oh,
exactly
yeah, I
what
see.
I said.
Oh,
I get it.
No,
I get it. Now
don't
I get it. That's
do
our
it.
Post.
Come
so it's not
on.
So it's not a clip. It's just it's all right. I like it. A lot.
I'm looking for tears.
Oh, of course you
I'm
do.
I'm looking for tears from Vinny with his post.
Tears from Vinny. Is it already up?
No.
Oh.
Don't.
We got to work out something.
Later today on the Alice 973 Instagram.
We're out of time, everyone.
Yeah.
I mean,
sure?
That I could say more, but I'm not. I won't.
Okay. We'll see you after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day, everybody. Don't forget, there's a new episode of the Johnny Mosley podcast that's up and out. Bryn, did you already get that up?
Yeah, it's up.
All right, perfect. So enjoy that. You can find that at radio.com, radioalice.com, wherever you get your podcasts from. Vinny, you were hilarious today with trying to come up with a nickname. That's adorable.
Listen,
so cute.
Before you continue, let me just change the subject entirely.
Oh, great.
A lot
right
of
now.
People wrote in about Nicole's review of the Britney Spears documentary, and it seems the texters have seriously taken up Britney's cause. Like,
I see.
I don't know what happens in this documentary. I mean, I know what Nicole said. It sounds like there's a big defense on for Britney, and everyone around her is getting canceled.
Let's get her out from under her dad. It's just weird.
Nice.
She's not into that guy. Yeah, it doesn't sound good. I'm going to have to watch it. I think she said it was on Hulu, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll
yes.
We'll have to check that out. Hey, V Hale is up next, and she's got a rockin' midday show for you. And Janie, I love you, Jane. It's Jane. She'll be on in the afternoon, and we'll be going 24/7 as we always do. In fact, if you've got us going on radio.com, just leave the stream on. Never turn it down. Just
please
turn it down.
And thank you.
Never
please
turn it off.
And thank you. Uh-huh. Please leave it on. And thank you.
And thank you for leaving it on. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Bye bye.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.